We've been using the film breakdown segments to scout out a couple of under-the-radar quarterbacks, and we're going to look at one more before the 2015 NFL Draft. It is Brian Bennett from Southeastern Louisiana, a guy responsible for 70 touchdowns the past two seasons. Also a guy who used to play for the University of Oregon was Marcus Mariota's backup, saw the writing on the wall, wasn't going to play there, so he transferred, and he did some damage at Southeastern Louisiana. We're going to take a look at the tape, and I'll show you a couple of things that he does very well that I like that could make him a good developmental prospect in the NFL. He plays out of the gun a lot, and that's what he's doing on this play. This is a 3rd-and-9 situation, so a critical situation. You like to see quarterbacks excel in the clutch moments. 3rd-down-and-long is one of those. So you're going to see a switch release from the receivers at the bottom of the screen, and you're going to watch the inside receiver, the outside receiver, come to the inside, break open down the seam, and Bennett finds him. So a clutch 3rd-down completion, but there's a little bit more to it right here. It requires some patience because it's a longer developing route with a switch release. Bennett, very good in the pocket, sits back and delivers an accurate throw that's on time and has some velocity. I'll show you a closer look at that from the end zone view right here. You're going to see as Bennett delivers this ball right here, he's got pressure bearing down on him from his left and right in front of him. Sometimes the toughest throws to make are when you have defenders bearing down on you from right in front of you, and that's what this defensive tackle is doing. But Bennett steps into it and makes the throw, and you can see here a little bit of zip on that pass as he gets it down the seam, and he delivers it accurately. The receiver catches it in stride. 1st down, chains move. Later on in this same drive, they're inside the red zone, and now you have to be even more precise with your passes because the field is compressed. There's less space for the defense to defend, so you have to be very sharp down here. Bennett is very sharp down here on this play. We hear analysts talk a lot about a quarterback having to deliver a pass where only his receiver can get it. So if his receiver can't get it, it's not going to be intercepted. It's going to be either an incompletion or a touchdown. You're going to see that right here. Here's the intended receiver, an inline tight end who's going to break up the seam and then come to the outside. Bennett's going to deliver a pass, wait for him to break open, deliver a pass that is accurate where only his receiver can get it. A great job here. And once again, you see a little bit of poise from Bennett. He's waiting, 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 and then delivers it with pressure in his face for a touchdown. Same play, end zone view right here. And you can see just how accurate this pass is. Once again, pressure coming here from the middle of the field. Bennett throws over it. How's that for accuracy? No one's getting that except his receiver. Receiver comes down with it and scores a touchdown. Now this tape is a little bit grainy, so bear with us, but it's not going to be hard to see who's making the best play on the field. It's Bennett. He's lined up in the gun, once again, has a running back on either side of him, and here you're going to see some zone read, read option concept from Bennett. He's an athletic quarterback. Remember, the University of Oregon recruited him, and he played there for 2 seasons, so you know the guy's going to have some athleticism, and he puts that on display here, breaking a tackle by the defensive tackle and finds the end zone, uses the block very well. So the end zone view is going to show you how perfectly executed this zone read play is. On zone read, you leave one defender unblocked. That defender is going to be right here. He's going to be unblocked, and what the quarterback has to do as he fakes a handoff, if the defender goes with the running back, the quarterback keeps it. If the defender comes with the quarterback to attack, the quarterback hands it off. Well, you're going to see the former happens here. Bennett reads the defender who goes with the running back, and that opens up a seam. Bennett takes it and finds the end zone. So good decision making here by Bennett as a quarterback. That's something you want to see out of a developmental prospect as well. So a guy who can make throws down the seam on time and accurately and can throw versus pressure, plus a guy who can make good decisions and has some athleticism, might be the makeup of a good looking developmental prospect at the quarterback position.